Hello family and friends, I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 729 AM, finding God's truth for a way forward together. Welcome back and thank you for joining us this afternoon on my program called Rise. I'm Renette Marburg. And we wanting to encourage you just to stay tuned and go onto our Facebook. We are live today. I have the most amazing, incredible guests in the studio today. And they are Heidi and Guy Mitchell. They minister in art and in music throughout the world. And they have been doing over 10 years. And this is absolutely incredible. And if you would like to just see the most amazing paintings that is on Facebook right now, so please tune in. And or you can follow up a little bit later as well. It will be on our Facebook. And it will be there for you to view again. But please stay tuned. And thank you so much, Guy and Heidi Mitchell, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. And we are so blessed to have you here today. And I'm so excited. I'm actually in so much anticipation because, you know, we are going to be discussing the fact that we do not step into our giftings and we do not live a purpose-fulfilled life, but a purpose-driven one. So we are going to encourage you that you can identify your giftings and see how God can use it to your fulfillment. But we first got to listen to A Little by Lindsay McCall. Welcome back, and thank you for being on my program this afternoon. Thank you for joining us on the sunny, beautiful day. We have Guy and Heidi Mitchell in the studio with us today. They minister in music, art, and Heidi is an author, and that is an incredible combination. I just want you guys to stay in tune with us. We have got so much on the plate here, and I do not want to waste time, but I do have to do some admin. I just want you to join us with on our WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657 or our SMS line 37988, or our Telegram number is exactly the same as our WhatsApp number 081-729-1657. You're welcome to communicate with us. We love hearing from you. If you've got any questions about our guests or our presenters or any of our programs, you're welcome to contact us. And then we've got Facebook Live. And you're welcome to go on our Facebook. Please, there is so much activity happening there. And please, go onto our Facebook right now. We've got incredible artworks of Guy Mitchell in the studio with us, as well as this beautiful, incredible book that Heidi has written. And we are so looking forward to hearing their journey of ministry over the last 10 years. So Heidi, just if you can give us maybe a little scenario of your journey and how did you and Guy meet? The two of you are such a beautiful couple. So give us how did this all happen?
Thank you. Yes, actually it's been much longer than 10, although sometimes it feels very short. Mm. So Guy and I have been married nearly 18 years, and 2 years into our marriage, we were in prayer and asked Father, isn't there more to this, to life? Because Guy, although he studied art after school, he was then a graphic designer. He'd settled for the safe worldly route. And I was a music teacher. I'd studied music after school. I was teaching at a local school. We were living in Fishhook. And I had three girls. I have three girls. And we were on a holiday and just in prayer and saying, Father, use us. How do you want to use us? And in our prayer time, we heard the answer. And he said, I want you to lay everything down and wait on me. Amen. And there was silence in the car. And we're like, okay, Lord, how does this work? Laying everything down. It sounds very wonderful and romantic. And we were willing to be obedient, but how does it work? And it took us 6 months to be fully obedient. But he really meant what he said. And Guy began to contact his clients when we got back home to say he would no longer be in business. I resigned from school, from my job. And so we were at home in Fishhook. My older two girls had already left home. They were now studying. And the youngest was 12. She was with us. And in my book, I write about this. The book is called My Father's Voice. And the book is all about hearing him and learning to hear him, not just hear him, but to obey his voice. Mm-hmm. So in this step of obedience, we found ourselves in this situation. We even lay down all our church activities. Father just said, come out of everything, everything. And we just became still. Now, you think it's going to be wonderful, and we thought heaven was going to open with provision, and it did, but not in the way we thought. But so the weeks went by, and Guy always says, a man can only pray so much. And in this time, he picked up a paintbrush for the first time in 10 years. And Father began to show him the vision from Revelation 19, which is Jesus returning on the white horse. And on a small little canvas that he had painted something else on, he painted over it and painted this scene. It was of the robe dripped in blood, the rider riding, and there it was, this painting emerged, wonderful guy's painting. And for me up to then, I was music teacher, I could play accompany choirs, I could conduct, I could play you my Chopin and my Mozart, no problem. But take away the book, the notes, the notation, and I was lost. There was no freedom for me. And Guy always asked me, what can you play? I'm like, but I just played you my Chopin, you know, thinking he would be impressed. But I knew the Holy Spirit was prompting. There was something more, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was being required. Now, I had started learning piano from the age of 6. So in my hands and in my fingers was an incredible foundation of hours and hours of technique, of practice, of discipline, but it had only been used to interpret the other master's work or functioning as an accompanist. Now, what was this that Father was asking? So on the day when this painting was finished, this horse one of the Revelation 19, Guy came in the house, he put it on top of the piano, and I closed the door. I said, right, Holy Spirit, it's you and I. What is this? And I just put my head down on the keys, and I was in prayer. And in the same space where I receive prophetic word and where I get word of knowledge and where I discern his voice, in that space, I began to hear music.
Mm.
And I'm like, what is this? This was something I'd never experienced. It was new. It was different. I said, okay, Lord, I can hear it. It was an urgency. I could hear the hooves. I could hear these chords. I said, what do I do now? And he said, you put your hands on the keys and you play it. I'm like, oh my Lord, how do I do this? And it felt as if I was stepping off a cliff. It took that much courage because it was into an area that was unknown. It was the unknown. I'd only known the safety of the sheets in front of me. Now he was asking me to let all of that go and play this music I was hearing. But I obeyed. I stepped off the cliff. I put my hands on the keys and this incredible piece of music came. Now, that piece is recorded on, I've recorded 3 CDs by now. It's on the first CD that I recorded called The Journey, and it's called Horse and Rider. The track is called Horse and Rider. And the urgency of those hooves and that whole scene from Revelation 19 became a reality in the music. It starts with a perfect fifth of it, like a trumpet call, where he's calling his people, that dun, 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 and you can hear. And then begins the hooves, and it's the rider, and you're just there. So in my excitement, I run outside, I call Guy from the studio, I said, you've got to come and listen to this, something incredible has happened. But walking back to the lounge, I'm thinking, can I do this again? You know, this has never happened, is it going to stay? But do you know, it was like downloading something from the computer. It stayed. I could play it again. And so every painting that Guy finished after that, as he painted, as soon as it was done, I would hear the music.
Oh.
And the Father would sometimes be so specific about the key. In fact, always. He's very specific. So I believe there's a relation between the colors in the painting and the... I don't understand it, but I know it's how it works because he's very particular. He'll give me a certain key for a painting. And often he'll have me practicing a certain arpeggio or a scale before the painting's done. And then I realize, oh, this is going to... And then it is in that piece. And so by the time 12 paintings were done, we realized that, and I had 12 pieces of music, we realized this is the new wineskin. This was what he was talking about.
Mm.
Never could we have imagined such a thing. We could not have conceived it of our own. And so we began to minister just locally at first in Fishhook, in the town hall, in any art gallery that would have us, because I had no portable piano then. I would have to go where there were pianos. And so this, we started getting our rhythm. But in the meantime, our possessions had become fewer and fewer, and the savings had run dry. And Father said to us when we started the journey, he said, you tell nobody except me about your needs. When you want or need something, you come only to me. So not even close family knew the situation we were in. Because I believe we are in times where he's needing us to know his pulse of provision like never before. And it's different to earning a salary. It's different to a contract. It's different to having students that pay a fee. It's different to a harvest coming in. Those things are good and well. He's put them on earth, but you need to know his pulse. And I always say, how do you truly know the pulse if you don't let go of the other? If the two are mixed. And so he really gave us an opportunity to feel what it feels like when only he provides. And I cried a lot. I was afraid a lot. But he doesn't look to your feelings. He's not concerned about your emotions. He's concerned about your faith and your trust in him. And trust and faith are not dependent on how you feel. So it's wonderful, because if it was, I don't think I would be here. Because there are a lot of wobbly moments, and my youngest daughter was amazing. She was like a pillar of faith. She often would say, Mom, where's your faith? Come on. He's not going to let us down. And he just started showing us his miraculous provision over and over. People dropping. I mean, the one day when the electricity cut out, I thought, well, this is it. Okay, here we are now. This is what it feels like. No money in the bank because we were not allowed to do debt. Nothing. So what now? How does this work? How does this trusting in him work? And I was in tears, as I was many times. And Emily was at home. She was sick in bed. She said, Mom, will you just chill and come lie with me in bed? So I'm with her in bed, tucked in. And she said, Mom, he's not going to let us down. No electricity, 20 rand, nothing. The fridge is empty. And my phone goes off, and it's a number I don't recognize. And I look on there, and it says, check your postbox. An angel of the Lord has been. So she says, see, Mom, in her, you know, calm way.
There's little innocent way.
Childlike. And off I go in the postbox. There's a brown unmarked envelope. And I open it up, and it's 500 rand. And that's how we did it. Time after time after time. And after 9 months, and it's 9 months, interesting the time, because it's a birth, you know, it's a time of pregnancy and birthing. That's how long it took us to truly feel and understand how it works. We entered a different season after that. We then began a music school, still in Fishhook. We ran that for 8 years very successfully. But the season of learning that, and then in 2015, when God called us full time again, and he said, because Guy also taught then in the music school. He's also an excellent musician. He taught drums. I taught piano. We had rock bands. It was wonderful. But in 2015, when he called us again and he said, now I need you to go full time, it was easy. Because we remembered
the training.
Yes, it was there and we knew how it worked. And we let go all our possessions again. And we were basically mobile for 18 months, having no fixed home. But it was not a problem because he never lets you down. We never, ever slept in the car or on the street. Never has he done that, because that's not what he has for his children. And then we went full time and we traveled internationally for 18 months. And then we entered a different season where he called us to a farm in the middle of the Karoo, where we are now. And Guy has his studio there, and that's our base. And from there we move out and minister as he calls us, and we tour 2 to 3 times a year. And yes, so that's how this incredible and beautiful ministry
beautiful.
Was birthed. Yeah.
Oh, what an encouragement.
Yeah.
And Guy, how did you slip into this amazing slipstream of trust and faith?
Yeah. No, it was interesting because I think for men and women, we challenged in different ways. Mm. I know for a man, from my perspective, it really was hard to not be able to provide and to almost feel ashamed when people would, you know, just that I felt like I was letting the family down, but this was the answer to God to lay everything down. So it was interesting how God was stripping us both of any kind of fears of lack of any part of us that didn't trust him. He was dealing with, and yeah, and it was an amazing journey, life transforming.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and it was so lovely. I always dreamt of being an artist. From this, you could talk to me as a 3-year-old, I'd probably be like, I want to draw, I want to paint, I want to be an artist. And so this amazing time where the art just started to flow. It was almost like returning to what God had made me. I know Haiti often says, like, this is what I was designed for. Like, it's like, do you say it differently to that when you play the piano?
This is what I was made for.
Yeah, this is what God made me for. So I know your whole heart for this program is that people step into their destiny, step into what God made them for.
Mm.
And so it's an incredible thing when you step into that and suddenly your burden is light and your yoke is easy because it's what you love. It's what God made you for. You're now in the position that God designed you for, and you're not trying to do something for money or, and God obviously brings everything you need, but so
just stepping out into it and just being obedient.
Mm.
I think this program is more for me than anybody else that's out there. But please, I hope you are inspired. We're going to continue with Heidi and Guy's stories straight after this. But we're going to listen to, isn't this apt? I mean, it says Hillsong Worship sings, "Who You Say I Am." Praise the Lord. So we're going to go into that now, and we'll be back with you shortly. Thank you for staying tuned in with us this afternoon on my program called Rise, and I am Renette Myburg, and we're on 7 to 9 a.m. and I have got the most inspiring, encouraging husband and wife team in the studio today. I think if you're not inspired and encouraged to go and reflect on your giftings, this is how you do it. And we are so blessed to have you here, Guy. You are the artist. Just go and look on Facebook. You must see these incredible paintings. And it is so prophetic, and it is so incredibly encouraging and magnificently profound. And so how did you step into this? I know you said you're a musician as well, but what made you take up the paintbrush? And how did you get the revelations that the Lord gives you to paint these paintings?
Hmm. Well, I often think of it, and this might encourage other people, it's like a flash of lightning. Now, when you're in the dark and the lightning flashes, you see God's plan. And often there's now a journey between what you've seen and the destination that God's shown you. So each artwork is kind of like a flash, like it's a moment of like, wow. And then it goes dark again, and then you got to try and work your way and find your way into expressing, for me, obviously, as an artist, expressing what God laid on my heart. So I try to capture something of the message of the... sometimes God will lay out a whole a sequence of paintings. So one of the things that has been profound and really ministered deeply to the body is what we call the tabernacle. It is on YouTube. I think it's called Enter His Glory. Hey, Enter the Glory. And it's a journey into the presence of God. So that's a sequence of about 12 paintings that take you through this process, almost these keys of entering into God's presence. And what is amazing that when people come to our experiences is, you know, sometimes they really, people that have had a long journey like yourself. You were there. Mm. When was it? Was that
Tuesday night.
Maybe you can say what you experienced, because, yeah.
It was something I have not experienced before. The Holy Spirit, it just awakened something in me to say, I am on the right journey. I've made a decision, and I know that God is going to. There were three of your paintings that really, I could not even take a photograph of the one, because I did ask if I could take a photograph. It was glowing, the glory, like literally glowing. Mm. And I said, Lord, this is what I experienced. I had an encounter with him, and your colors, everything.
Mm.
It was just so profound. I wept the whole night.
and it's that experience of his presence. So to talk about his presence, so we're talking about the tabernacle, which has been almost the theme of what we've been just adventuring with God. I feel like that Holy of Holies is in his presence. But so when God gave the tabernacle to Moses on Mount Sinai and they constructed it, now, what was interesting is the musicians were in place,
yes.
But what's also interesting is God anointed the artists, and it's something like I think is starting in certain parts of the church. People are starting to rise up and give a space to the arts and things. But God like literally poured out His ruach, His Holy Spirit, on the artists to create works that would glorify Him. And when those works were in place and the musicians were in place, His glory filled the temple. And I feel like that's a lot of what our mandate is wherever we go. And that's what we pray for. I think if basically when we finished, one of our experiences, one of our ministry times, I'll say to Haiti, you know, was His glory there? And if, and often people would have just come to us and said, I've just never experienced His presence. And then I feel encouraged because it's not about my artwork. It's not about Haiti's piano playing, but did people encounter Him, because when He enters the room, our lives are changed. And you even expressed that things started to make sense to you. So what's beautiful to know is that God, to each individual out there, is just like speaking to them in a personal way. And then our job's done. Like often people say, the last time I remember you started the meeting and then I forgot you were even there, and I just entered in with the Lord and it was just me and Yeshua, Holy Spirit, and it was their own personal encounter. And then we just know our job is done because they encountered the living God. And what's really beautiful is for the first part of our ministry, God really broke us out of our religious shackles. He opened up even secular venues. And there's that scripture that says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Now, I think us as Christians say, all Christian flesh. We quickly add in the word Christian, like, surely not all flesh. So now we would enter into a gallery that's a secular gallery with a beautiful grand piano. And people would come from all sectors of society, maybe Buddhist, whatever, like a whole spread of... And the glory would come, the Spirit of the Lord would come, and I just learned God's heart. Like we can become very insular as the church, and maybe this is something that someone needs to hear. And God wants to break down the walls, and He wants us in the secular. He wants us on the highways and the byways. I mean, Yeshua, Jesus, He ministered at the well. He spent a whole afternoon just like ministering to could be considered in those days a promiscuous woman, but just pouring out His love, His presence, His input, and it changed her life. And she just ran into that community and changed all of their lives. It's just a privilege to move with the Lord
the way you minister is so personal and intimate. You know that there is no ways that your person cannot experience the presence of the Lord. And you know your music, the way you usher the Holy Spirit into and that young girl as well, she was phenomenal. And
she sang
and it was just incredible the way the whole evening flowed. And not just that, but you know, the whole fact that what really made me weep was the fact that you had a declaration for Cape Town.
That was profound.
That was so profound because my heart is bleeding for the status of our country. And the fact that Cape Town is, even though I'm moving away, but I know the Lord is preparing me to move so that I can come back and that we can really have a massive impact on the secular side of Cape Town that is seeming to be lost. So thank you so much. You know, it was. I've got a beautiful photograph of Cape Town, and you know, all the lampshades and everything. I just knew that God is lighting up Cape Town. So, you know, I just want to ask you, Guy, the fact that you took up the paintbrush and trusted the Lord for the income. You know, for the income, because you know, like you said, you know, we sometimes just don't even trust ourselves. Is this going to land anywhere, you know? And that financial trust and faith has been so encouraging for me. So it must have been very difficult for you as a man.
So it's interesting. like many people, my dad said, you're not going to earn a living off art, and I'm not going to support you in that. So by God's grace, I just got bursary after bursary, and he just paid the way. And it's interesting, and as Hedy said, I did end up in, I worked for Vodacom as a designer, and World Online, and Tiscali, and so I worked in that corporate world. And you could have made, I think this might be for someone like that, you might feel like, oh, like what happened to the dream and what am I doing? But I do feel like God used all things. And then when the time came and I met Hedy and he said, don't waste any time, like just get married. Your destinies lie together, my plan for your life. And back then I was now a designer in the corporate world. She's a teacher. Like how do our destinies come together? Like and who would have figured that? Like we would move so beautifully together, and he knew that, and we didn't waste any time. I think it was a shock to people because we knew each other for about 6 months, and we decided to get married. And a month later, we're on the beach getting married. And
hey, glory, glory, glory!
Yeah.
Oh, what an amazing, incredible story! So please stay tuned with us. We've got an incredible next song by Johan Brits, "You the Reason." And I love the song. I know it comes up on my program so often, but it is so worthwhile listening to, because everything that we do is, he is the reason at the end of the day. So just stay tuned. We will be with Hedy straight after this. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you. That was Johan Brits, one of my favorite local artists, and I love that track of his. And that was You Are the Reason. And we have today, in the final session of my program, we are... I'm not quite sure what happened here now, but anyway, we are currently just looking forward to the way forward in how to trust the Lord when we make a decision going into our talents. And Hedy and Guy Mitchell are she's an author and a musician, and Guy is an artist, and they have been ministering for many years together. And it's incredible how God has provided for them, but they have written, Hedy has written this beautiful book called My Father's Voice, and it is all about her journey. So share that with us, how you use it, what does it mean, and the journey that you've been on.
Yeah. You know, what comes to my mind is what I spoke about earlier in the program, when Father started wanting to play the piano through me, he said that to me at one point. He said, I love to play the piano. Will you let me play? And he was waiting for my answer. Was I going to say yes or no? I mean, you have a choice. And that was my yes. And my yes led to this whole adventure we've been on with him. And he's bringing the two giftings together. But I feel that for everybody, you know, what is that purpose? What is that gifting? And we've talked a lot about music and art, but everybody knows. I mean, you could be an IT, a software designer. You could be anything, because Father's stamp is creativity. So no matter what you are creative in, he just says, I want to do that through you. Will you let me? And he loves it because he is the creator. He loves to create. And he made you so uniquely that he wants to exercise his part of his creativity through you. And the moment you make yourself available to him, things begin to flow, because with him there is no lack. So if he truly starts flowing through you, he flows through you not just in what you are creating, but also with that provision that goes with it. Yeah, and so when he asked me to write a book, I keep journals very carefully. So I have journals from way back, and it was really a compilation of the journals, because it was about hearing him. So the book is called My Father's Voice because that's the golden thread that runs through every chapter. Because it's not just about hearing him. It's also about being obedient.
Yes,
so in the book,
action.
That's it. I write a lot about the things that can affect your hearing. What can dull that channel? Like we dialed in, I said to you just now, my ears are going red because of my antenna are working. So what causes the antenna to blur or to pick up static, or... How can you tune in finer? So there's a lot of that in there, my experiences that I share, but they're so testimony based, and I know testimonies build faith.
Yes.
So the book is full of testimonies of how he called us, how we were obedient, how he provided for us. Some of the incredible things he's done. I mean, there's a chapter on, three chapters on our car, our Betsy, our caravel, and how he built our faith, even just through that. How he's used us to release sound in the most incredible parts of the world. There's an amazing chapter on Israel in the book where he sent us into the bottom of the Mount of Olives, into a cave that nobody seems to ever have heard of. We speak to so many people who have been to Israel, but yet he sent us into this cave to release a sound. If you want to know more about releasing a sound, maybe get the book, because it's a whole program on itself, the whole sound thing.
But can you just express a bit more about that? So it wasn't a cave, it was a
burial site of Haggai, Malachi, and Zechariah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those three prophets were buried there, and how the Holy Spirit took us in there. It was an angelic encounter, and how we did that there. But really, the whole and the cover of the book. Now, when we started bringing it all together, and Father pulled all the strands of all parts of my life and started bringing this book together, the guy came up with a name, actually, my father's voice, and I was thinking of course, I would love one of his paintings to be the cover. And I had this beautiful photograph of my dad and I when I was a five-year-old little girl. And in this photograph, I'm standing looking up at my dad. He was making a speech at a wedding. And there was this wreath of flowers around him. And I'm standing looking up at him adoringly. And I said to Guy, can you base the painting on that? That absolute trust in our Heavenly Father, that no matter what you do and what you go through, that you can hold His hand. And on the cover of the book and on the painting and one of the...
Yes, just have a look on the left-hand side if you're on Facebook. Mm. It's on the left-hand side here at the back behind Heidi.
Yeah, so that painting, you can see Guy adapted it a bit, and you can see the father's head is inclined towards the little girl.
Mm.
And they're in deep conversation. He's hearing all about what's going on, and she's telling him about everything, the deepest heart things. And they are set and walking in this beautiful garden, because his desire for us is to take us back into that garden and to live in that way, even with our feet planted on earth, to bring heaven down to earth, so that although we're living in this world, that we're living as if we are in heavenly places, because we are. We are seated in heavenly places with him, and it's to be able to access that and to live it. And it's not easy. And I write a lot about my struggles also in the book. And I think that's why people identify with it so much. I've had the most amazing feedback from this book. And, you know, there's some chapters that are very personal. Yeah. And when I was writing about it, I said, Father, certainly do I not have to write about this as well? And he would say, yes. And he gave me that image of when Mary Magdalene broke that alabaster jar of spikenard oil out open over Jesus's feet before he was to be crucified, and he was anointed there, but the fragrance filled the room of that where they were having that supper. And he said, that's what I want to do with your life. Just let me break it open, and my fragrance will go forth and fill people with hope and expectation and raise their faith.
Yes.
And so I just allowed him to do it. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, Father, tell me then. And I wrote obediently every chapter he gave me, I wrote. So there's a battle called, there's a chapter called The Battle, where I literally battled for my life. There's a chapter called The Secret Place, where I describe a detailed encounter where we had a home invasion and how scripture became reality of Psalm 91, where we were covered and we were unseen, covered by the feathers. Where one of the guys tried to stab Guy with a knife, and the knife broke in two, because it says no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Mm.
So it's chapter after chapter of physically living out this lifestyle of being in the heavenly place and calling on him even when you are faced with a life-threatening situation.
Yes.
Because when those guys entered our home, the first thing Guy did is he called out the name of Jesus three times. And it says those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And the whole atmosphere in the home changed. And whatever the enemy had planned for that night shifted, because the name of Jesus had been called. So whatever your situation is, call on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he's there for you, whether you are in a life-threatening situation, where you are in a situation where your business is under threat. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. And I can testify to that throughout the book.
And I'd like you just to give me a quick coverage on that particular painting of Jesus.
Wow. Well, for those who are looking online, probably some of my favorite paintings I've done are kind of portraits of Jesus. In this one, he's holding out the wine glass. And in the Hebrew culture, if a groom holds out the wine glass to his potential bride and she takes it from his hands, he's offering all of himself and she's giving all of herself to him. It's this incredible covenant moment. And to think the King of Kings, the one who created the entire universe, he's the king above all. The angels are just in such awe of him. And he is looking into your eyes and holding out the wine glass even today and saying, will you be mine? And I'm giving all of myself to you. And so even where you are right now, and just picture the picture of his face and his eyes looking at you and him holding out the glass and take that glass from him and say, yes, Lord, I do. I want to give all of myself to you. And yeah, thank you, Lord.
Praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. The Holy Spirit is rocking in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We take that cup. We take that cup today. We want to be your bride. I want to be your bride. Amen. Amen. Yes, thank you, Lord. So much. And Heidi, just tell us where can we find you?
Yes,
how can we find you?
We have a YouTube channel called Revelations with an S in Art. And no, this is the YouTube channel.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the YouTube channel. And you'll see the channel is the icon picture is the face of a lion. And we have many videos there. Some of them are prophetic words that I've released. And then there's this beautiful clip that Guy mentioned before, Enter His Glory with a tabernacle and so on. So that's the YouTube channel. Then we have a website with revelations, also with the S, inart.co.za. And there's an art shop in there with many categories of the artwork that Guy has produced. He's produced over 100 paintings over the last 16 years. And you can order prints from there in different sizes. And the book is also available online on that same website address. And the book, I also wrote it in Afrikaans. Afrikaans is actually my first language, so I wrote it in Afrikaans. And I did not translate it. I rewrote it in English. And there's a beautiful CD in the back where I just express the heart of the Father. And there's an audiobook available that you can also buy and download through a link online. And the CDs are available physically, also online. There's a music page on that website. But there are also digital downloads that you can also follow the link on our website. So most of everything is on the website, Revelations in Art.
Well, and I'd love to just give 20% off that book to anyone who orders today. So, yeah, so just remember that revelationsinart.co.za and you'll get the CD and the book and 20% off. So
we trust the Lord. You're welcome to go. And we've got a WhatsApp line and you've got their website. So please go ahead and order the book. But thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. It's been such an incredible encouragement.
Thank you for having us.
And
it's been wonderful.
We both met with each other in such short notice, but I know that God had appointed and anointed program. And I think you've ignited the dreams and the trust and the faith again with everybody to trust the Lord and be obedient in their way forward. So I'm going to say goodbye and thank you for joining us, guys.
Bless
you. You're incredible.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And may the Lord just continuously use you to minister to those that are in this space and place of their lives, that there will just be an amount of engagements and encounters with the Lord and the Holy Spirit at all your people's endeavors.
Father, I just thank you for blessing every person who listened today, for encouraging their hearts and for filling them with your faith in Jesus' name.
Amen. So goodbye everyone, same time next week. Be safe and stick to the rules. God bless you. We will see you and thank you for being with us this afternoon. But you're welcome to go and join us again on Facebook. The clip will be on there. If you've missed it, please go and watch us again. God bless you. Goodbye.